We all know what time it is. It's just after 8 o'clock, so we must have Peter Furs waiting on the line to give us the Surf Up Surf Report this morning. Morena, Pete.
Morena, Aaron, you're right again.
Oh, so how is it looking?
It's looking really washing machine, actually. The word is two words, isn't it? You've given me one too. Volatile and tumultuous.
Yes. Very early for that kind of carry-on, but yes, we'll go with that. Volatile and tumultuous.
So high tide on the west coast is 12 o'clock today, 6 o'clock, 6:10 tonight is low. East coast 10 o'clock or 10:08 is the high tide, 4:15 is your low. It's a 3.2 on the west coast, so it's starting to creep up. It's not going to get much higher than 3.5, I think, this week. So we're not going to see the 4-metre ones, but still up there. Over 3 metres is reasonably high. The bay is 1 to 2 foot, Peaks is 3, Mookie's 3 to 4. Blue House is 5 to 6, Pines is the same, 90 Mile is 2 to 3 foot, Bailey's from John Maddich is 4 to 6 foot, looking at Raglan on the camera, it's 6 to 8 foot and really rough, wow, PR is 4 to 6, on the east coast, Mangawai is 3 to 4 foot and really clean actually, so the southwest is over there now by the look of it.
Right.
Sandy Bay is 2 to 3 foot, not very big at all, so Hendo's and Rawa, probably about the same. Wongamata's only 1 to 2 foot. It's a southwest 24 knots coming. It's down at Bailey's now, so it's not far away from us. But that's going to be turning north-northwest later. And I think that's because that low, which we've been tracking, is sitting just off the coast now.
Right.
And there's another one on the other side of New Zealand. So we're straddled by two lows. But they should be bringing a good swell in the next few days, I'd say. It's big enough down there. And they're saying on the national radio this morning early that down the west coast of the South Island, the swell's coming over Highway 1.
Wow.
So that's a good point. Coming up.
Yeah.
So we may be seeing, Sunday maybe. And when you look on the Met weather, any of the swell map or the isobar map or the wind, they've got they forecast up to a week ahead. So if you just press each day, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and you can and do it a couple of times, you start to see the movement of what's happening.
Mm.
And that low will be intensifying by Sunday, and it'll be really, really about a 980, which is a pretty mean low. And that'll be passing right over the top of us on Monday. So those two words you and I put there, volatile and tumultuous, are going to really hit us over the weekend.
Right, yeah, I can see.
Pardon?
I can see it's going to peak. It's going to be quite big Sunday, Monday.
It is, isn't it?
Mm.
So you know, we can only encourage our listeners on Sunshine Radio to check it out themselves, you know. Listen to what Aaron and I are telling you. Connect that to the Met weather and that, and you start to get an understanding of the weather. It's pretty cool, really.
Mm.
You know, when you're in town and you're on the beach or whatever, your normal day, to be aware of what's going on in the weather, I think, is a plus.
It is.
That's a magic thing, you know. It really is.
Mm.
Should I take a raincoat today? Oh, I don't know. I might get blown away, you know.
Mm.
All that stuff. But anyway, it's a weird time. If it turns southwest this afternoon, there's a big enough swell for us to see the points working. And maybe tomorrow morning. I don't know how long that southwest is going to last. I don't think not long, actually.
Mm, yes.
As that low comes over onto us and really intensifies, I think we're going to have quite a windy place.
Yeah, so if you're thinking of coming up, maybe not, because the swell will be growing, but it looks like we're going to be stuck with that nor'westerly wind.
Yeah, it's always good to watch. I think the banks, the last couple of days, we've had a pretty intensive nor'west anyway, and that would have churned up all the banks, so I don't know what it'll be like on Saturday.
Mm.
You know, it goes the wrong way to the prevailing winds, which is southwest up here, and all the banks get finely tuned by that southwest swell and wind, but then when it swings the other way, it just chops that edge off all the banks under the water, and we end up with a little bit of a weirdness for a wee while. But there's a lot of water movement at the moment. I had a surf the other day, and underneath, you know, sitting, you can feel it grabbing your feet, eh? It's quite weird.
Got to know what you're doing when you're out there.
So this weekend, as long as it's southwest, and it's looking, I'm looking up at my flag now, starting to swing southwest right now, actually.
Right.
Southwest now. So later on today. Today will be your day, I think. I think the weekend may be a little weird. But, yep, hiki tanga roa, and hope you have a good surf over the weekend. Might see you out there.
Yeah, definitely, if you can make it to Secret Beach.
Well, I'm sure it's a secret beach, isn't it?
You're giving too much away there.
But I tell you what, if you're there at Secret Beach when it turns north-northwest, you may get a few skylights washing up.
Oh, yum. Very good. Hey, thanks a lot, Pete. You have an awesome weekend.
You too, and I'll talk to you on Monday morning.
Awesome stuff. Can't wait. See ya.
Thanks a lot. See you.
Bye.